Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Peace and blessings, universal family. Life Coach Ade here. I want to wish you and yours a wonder-filled holidays. The excitement of a new year is upon us, which often inspires the desire to change and be more. As you plan for the future, don't forget to give thanks for today. Your existence is important and valuable to humanity. All of us here at Life Conversations Radio are grateful for your support and your commitment to being a beneficial presence in the world. May you experience the fullness that life has to offer you. And don't forget, life is good. It's getting better. Peace and blessings.
Yo, yo, yo. From the playground of life, the play experience. 'Tis the season that brings passion, laughter, joy, love, sharing of gifts, memories, healing, and new beginnings, all of which breathes new life into the play experience every week with yours truly, Ombasa Fulfira, every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern. In the spirit of this season of loving and giving here on Life Conversations Radio, I have a gift for you. You can claim your gift at Ombasa.com. Just click Holiday Gifts from Ombasa. See you on the playground. Play experience Thursdays, 7 p.m. Eastern. I'll be there with bells on.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
traveling in the world of my creation. What you see will defy explanation. If you wanna be life I know to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be. If you wanna be. I know to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be.
Hold your breath.
As the river rolls
happy to be here on the playground of life with you. You were listening to Just Cynthia, The River Rolls On. You can find her music at justcent.com. At the top, you heard George Gorillaz, Pure Imagination. You can find his music at evzonemusic.com. I'm so thankful that you are here with me today, and I am so thankful for being here today with so much happening in the world, all around us, in our environment. This time of year, particularly for me, brings up a whole lot, because it's always been a time for me where love was truly in the air. And the energy of people, no matter what walk of life they're walking, there's an energy where love is truly felt. It's something that it's a stream. It's the stream. It seems like the stream gets thicker. That song River Rolls On was talking about, you know, feeling the wind and hearing what it was saying to you. You know, that's what it's about right now. The healing, the love, the passion, the sharing of gifts. You know, that energy. Just people thinking about doing that. You know, just the mass consciousness, mostly around the world, celebrates this particular season. And it's, you know, I'm going to talk about it a little more, but it just really touches my heart so much to that how the synergies are in terms of what season this actually is. And we're going to get into that. I want to ask you a question. Do you know what time it is? Okay. Somebody got it over there. I heard that. It's our daytime. That's right. It's our daytime. Let's give a round of applause, everybody. Guess what? Our day is back. And who is our day? Lower. Let me just enlighten you. Our day is one of my life partners. He is, in fact, my partner here at Life Conversations Radio. We started Life Conversations Radio back in 2004 and been going strong in England and have been going strong ever since. Ade is a wonderful, enlightened being, my friend and comrade, the deepest of heart. If you ever want to see the biggest heart around, the biggest smile around, all you have to do is come on a playground. And here he be. Ade, are you there?
I want to meet this Ade guy you're talking about. He sounds very cool.
Oh, he's just the coolest of the cools. How are you, Ade?
I am good. Yeah.
I'm so happy that you have returned once again. You know, I have to keep pulling you back in so people can know. They got to know who this is that I'm talking about. They have to be able to feel your energy, your stream, your love stream. They got to be able to get that power pack punch that I know about, but they don't always know here on the Playground of Life. Yeah, they know about on Life Conversations Radio, but the Playground of Life, sometimes they don't get to visit in the earlier parts of the day. You know what I mean.
Yes, Playground of Life is where you get to test out everything you've learned. That's when you come off stage, you get in the crowd.
That's right. They don't know that your show. Some of them do know. But for those who don't know, Ade's show comes on at noon Eastern time from Monday to Wednesday. And Ade, would you please tell them what your show is about?
Well, my show Monday to Wednesday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern, as Ambassador just said, is really where I perform spiritual surgery. I have a way of nicely, lovingly cutting you open, helping you expand your consciousness, and joyfully stitch you back, and then serve you some spiritual soul food for your consciousness. So it's a place where, you know, my intention really is about helping the listeners apply the spiritual truth and sharing what I know, what I've experienced, and also a place where, you know, people can feel comforted, can feel stress-free, and kind of just relax for an hour, 2 hours, 5 minutes, whatever time they're with me, but to really help us all remember that life is perfect, even if our interpretation of it is imperfect. We can just ease. We can just kind of bring some ease into our lives. And it's full of laughter. It's full of truth. And I take calls, answer questions, and just a place for us to really stretch. This is a new name, actually. I don't think I've ever referred to my show as a spiritual gym. So I will call it a spiritual gym. Yeah, that's what it is. I like that. Yeah, it's a spiritual gym. Hmm. Yeah, I like that. That's what it is.
That sounds kind of similar to this playground here. I tell you what, it's a beautiful thing, and I really love when you show up here on the playground because, you know, it's always timely. You know, the people that are here on this playground at this time are, you know, some people are wandering around. It's kind of like I have to say wandering around. There's a lot of people that have, you know, even implicated to me that they feel like they're in the twilight zone. You know, yeah. I'm going to let you speak to that. But it's like, you know, feeling that numbness, that they're feeling the numbness, they're feeling the disillusionment, confusion doesn't really fit. Wonderment comes into play. It feels like a word. What's next? You know that kind of energy, yeah, anticipatory, yeah, and it's so much that feels like it's right on the horizon, and it's culminating. You know, I mean, getting the messages and the information, Mandela, you know, stepping off the planet, you know, different energies and moving onward to the planet. You know, just this different things are going on. How would you speak to that?
There's so much in what you said. It's like, you know, you say one thing and like, I feel inspiration. And you say something, it's like, yeah, that too. And then that too. I really do believe that the vibration is speeding up and it's intense. And when I say intense, sometimes intense can be considered something just so painful. Sometimes it can be something described as, oh my God, it was so strong. I was gone. I left my body. But when I talk about the vibration of the planet, of the relationship among people is intense, it's, for me, it's more that it's like an inner agitation. It's like the planet is shaking. And someone said to me one time, she said, well, you know, how can the vibration of the planet be speeding up and it's still 24 hours? And what I said to her was, you know, it's kind of like if you have a water faucet, you can open it very gently, just kind of have it drip, or you can turn it full blast. Doesn't change. It doesn't matter what time of the day it is, what time it is. You know, you can control it. So I was telling that really it's like the spiritual faucet is open and it's intense. So people who are sleepwalking are kind of like, I don't know what's going on. Maybe this is the end of the world. There are people who are awake saying, oh, this is taking me to a whole new level. And the passing of the Mandelas the people who made such a powerful impact on the planet, I believe, is part of what shakes us all up. Because the energy, the intensity, there's an intensity already. We are almost hypersensitive on an unconscious level, that when there is a transition, when there's a death, we feel it deeper than we would have felt it. And for me, I feel like it's so important to pay attention, to slow down and listen. And none of it is an accident. I really believe that we knew this was going to happen. We came here on this planet for this shift, for this change. Unfortunately, there are some of us feeling like we're not equipped for this moment. We feel like, why is this happening to us? But the truth is, all of us are equipped for all that is going on, the holidays, coming together with family members, that intensifies the energy, the pain body, people get anxious, they're more sensitive, just get feeling agitated or just like, how is this going to happen? We're going to travel. So there's a lot going on, and I really believe when there's a lot going on like this, even if it's just individually, it is very, very important to take time to be with oneself, to kind of feel what one is feeling. What am I feeling right now? Oh, I feel overwhelmed. What am I feeling right now? I feel like I'm out of control. What am I feeling right now? I'm scared. I'm afraid. I don't know. I'm just confused. I don't know what's going on. And I really believe just by pulling oneself out of the, not even the matrix, the collective vibration, consciously and being with oneself, I believe from that place we can make make a choice based on awareness. So what do I want to do now? Actually, you know what? I feel tired. I'm just going to sit still for a minute. There's a task I wanted to do. I said I was going to do it this morning. Now I remember. And my suggestion for people, my invitation is really take time to be with yourself so that when you make the next, when you take the next step or make a choice, you're making it from a place of awareness, conscious awareness, rather than, I don't know, I just did that because there is a shift going on, and some of it transcends the intellectual mind, and some of it we won't even be able to explain because it's beyond explanation. It's happening on a soul level, and if we pay attention, the transition can be a lot easier. If we're distracted and not listening, then it could be frustrating, it could be painful, it can even be traumatic, you know? That's what comes up for me.
Well, thank you for that. And for those of you who are just tuning in, we are on the playground here with my life partner, comrade, and a good, wonderful being, Ade Enifer Woshe, here of Life Conversations Radio. If anybody wants to join in on the conversation, please feel free to call 347-426-3346. And, of course, push 1 on your keypad so we know you're there and you want to join in. So, Ade, you were talking about when you said about Mandela, people are passing. When you said that, it struck me, and it was like passing what? Passing the baton.
Mm-hmm.
When you talked about Mandela, it really sunk in about him passing on the baton. There's so many people when he passed, you know, it struck them. It really struck them because it struck them in the heart, yeah? Because it had to. You know, when somebody has done so much, no matter what you think about that person, that, you know, how big you feel like they were, you know, Mandela, he stuck out, you know what I'm saying? You couldn't say what he did wasn't good, you know? Mm-hmm. If you want to talk about things later and this and that, you couldn't take the one thing that stood out for the world You know, there's some people that may have never heard of the other things that he's done, right, that he became president. They couldn't miss that, but, you know, they did, you know, if they had some, you know, earplugs in and blinders on, you know. But but they do know about what happened, about him being in jail for that many years and why, and that right there is truly his and her story, you know. It's all there, you know. And so it had to strike you deeply. And when that occurs, like you said, when someone passes, if it's someone close to you and it's close to your heart, it does, it shows you how much more of life is there for you. It shows, it kind of gives you the opportunity to look at your life and say, what am I doing with it? You know? Mm-hmm. So if it, when it's something, if it's like that on a personal family level, then on a mass consciousness level, as above, so below, on a, you know, on that level, then you're looking at it, you're getting out of it, and you're looking at it from the bird's eye view, from a spiritual observer perspective, you know. Mm-hmm. As the Voyager, you can look at it and say, okay, now, how am I doing in this big scheme of things? You know, in this big scheme of life, how am I doing? What am I doing to raise the bar on my life? Just based on what I'm looking at about his life. Because now you're going to see flashed all over the news, all over. Everybody's doing a program on him. Everybody's doing this. Everybody's, you know how it is. When somebody passes, everybody wants to talk. You know, everybody, oh, it's, you know, he's so great. Yes, he was great. But now it's really out there. And it's good that it's about somebody like, you know, Mandela. And so, but it's all flashed all over the place. So now everybody's getting to see what it is that his life was about, so they can ask themselves about their own life, you know?
Right. Yes. Yeah, it's true. You know, it's. I always say death has a way of make me look at my life differently. And the more we pay attention, the better it is for us all. And there's this thing about, you know, we in a spiritual community, the whole thing about we are one. Now, there are many ways. Sometimes you can use a phrase and say we are one and people get it. Or sometimes like, what do you mean we're one? No, we're not. But another word that I think helps is really the whole thing about being interconnected. We are interconnected. And even, I would say, even people who don't know Nelson Mandela, on a soul level, his passing, his transition affects everybody, because we're part of this fabric, we're part of this spiritual web. And when you, I was talking about the spider web. If there's a spider web and you tamper with a part of the spider web, it's going to affect the rest. And I think intellectually and with technology, we are well, let me put it this way. We are waking up more and more now to recognize our oneness. Now, here's one of the things when you talk about people waking up. It's funny how there's so many. I went to a ceremony yesterday regarding Mandela celebrating his life. Now, people are talking what a great man he was, I say, is, and how he invited even part of his jailers to inauguration and how he learned to forgive. One of the conversation that was in the news was President Barack Obama shaking the hands of Raul Castro from Cuba. And some of the politicians are like, why would you shake his hand? Why would you shake the hands of a country that's holding American hostage? And it's like, what are you really talking about? On one side of your mouth, you're talking about how Mandela demonstrated forgiveness. And the other side of your mouth, you're talking about your president should be shaking the hand of another president because what? And I think for some of us, when people like Mandela pass, it wakes us up, first of all, to be more. It calls out, it calls the best in us. And for others, it just calls out I don't want to say bad. I'm just going to say it calls out the bad in them. And I'm just going to say, actually. I'm not going to try and find another word. It calls out the worst in them. It calls out the worst in humanity. And you know, and but what is great about that is, one, the people like Mandela is a part of us. What he did, I know that everyone has their own unique way of expressing their divine gift, and he came here to do what he did. Mm-hmm. And each and every one of us have our own unique gift. But I also understand the people who use any kind of experience to bring out the worst in them also reflect a part of humanity. And it also shows us that, you know, why forgiveness is so important. Because mm-hmm. death has a way of waking us up. We're all going to die. We can't run from it. You can't call in and get a rain check. You probably don't even know when it's going to happen. And then when we talk about it, they say, that's morbid. How can something that we know is guaranteed is going to happen is morbid to talk about? So it does things to the psyche, and I think we all need to start looking at people that we respect, that we celebrate, grandparents, grandfathers, mothers, dads, the ones that touch our lives, to say, how can I be a living example of what I say about this person that I love so much?
You know what? You know. And what would really be really powerful is if they talked about death more, then they would live their lives so much, much, much fuller.
Indeed.
You know?
So true.
And, I mean, when you start planning, when you think about, you know, in past times, in ancient times, in indigenous cultures, you know, they actually, you know, thought about the time when they're actually going to leave. They lived their lives day by day and moment by moment, but they also had a ceremony plan. They had a ritual in place. They knew what was going to happen, so they would have peace about that time that they didn't mm-hmm. know when it was. Now there are still and were people who are so in tune with nature and so in tune with life and love and joy and source that they do know, okay, well, it's winding down. Oh, yeah, I'm about to leave. Okay, call in this person. Call in that person. Come on, let's bring it. And just that whole idea of not having your mind on it all the time, no. That may be considered morbid or not. But the thing is to be able to acknowledge the fact that we are born, we change throughout life, we constantly are dying and being reborn consistently throughout mm-hmm. our lives, and one day we will transition back to spirit, and all of that is good.
Right,
you know, so
right.
First of all, let's lay that out on the table and say, yes, this is good. Let's acknowledge all of this and say yay. Okay, here mm-hmm. on the playground. Everybody together. Yes. Yay! You
yes,
know,
indeed.
But I think we got to take a break really quickly, but we're going to come back because I really want to talk more about this and talk about the season of this. So
okay.
We'll be right back.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Hi, this is Celeste Morgan from the Celestial Show, wishing you and yours a happy holiday.
Hi, I'm Mark Husson. When I created 12listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life, on demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 12listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Husson, and 12listen.com and the 12 family are my purpose. Give us a try. And if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
Yo, yo, yo. From the playground of life, the play experience. 'Tis a season that brings passion, laughter, joy, love, sharing of gifts, memories, healing, and new beginnings. All of which breathes new life into the play experience every week with yours truly on Basa Sofira. Every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern. In the spirit of this season of loving and giving here on Life Conversations Radio, I have a gift for you. You can claim your gift at Ombasa.com. Just click Holiday Gifts from Ombasa. See you on the playground. Play experience Thursdays, 7 p.m. Eastern. I'll be there with bells on. Welcome back to the Play Experience. I tell you what, we are having raw, uncut conversations just as it needs to be right here on the Playground of Life. I am here again with my comrade, my partner, friend, Ade Anifowoshe, and we're just keeping it real. That's all we know how to do right now, just keeping it real, right, Ade? I mean, that's all we can do. I mean, it's and if you want to keep it real with us, you know, join right in, jump right in the rope. We're playing double dutch right now. It's 347-426-3346, and just press 1 and let us know and that you want to show and that you know. Okay, let me stop. I was about to get it. I was about to jump in there, okay?
Yeah. There you go. It's the hand plate.
Woo! So, yeah, we were talking before the break about, you know, life, you know, and what they call death. And you know, because we are experiencing death all the time throughout our lives. Can I say that again?
Yes.
We are experiencing death all the time throughout our lives. Why? Because it's a part of life.
Mm-hmm.
It's a part of life. That's the real death. The willingness to die to the old. The willingness to let go of what no longer serves us. You know? I mean, just being able to say, all right, change is imminent here. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Okay, it's time for me to let myself transform into something new. You know, and here we go. You know, as it always happens when I get on here with you, we cannot help but talk about the seasons and what season. Yeah, the seasons that we're in, because it's so real. It's so, they talk, you know, for everything there's a season. Yes, and we are always in a season. We are always representing some season in our lives, each and every one of them. There's no one that is exempt. It's cool. Sorry. Everybody here on the playground, everybody is all applicable to this particular rule to the game, okay? Mm. Yeah, no one can get out of this one, okay? So when we talk about it, and I think about my first question to you, and when we got on, about people walking around and people feeling numb and feeling this, it seems to me that there is almost like, for lack of better words, okay, a universal season going on,
right? And then there's a, you know, that I kind of like spiraling down, you know, at different levels, different seasons, all the way to the individual season. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
It's almost like that's what it seems like is happening. And no, again, as with the seasons that you're in, there's nothing that you can really do except for exemplify the season that you're in. You know, so
right.
So for instance, if I'm in a season where I know that it's time to burrow down in the tunnel, go all the way down up in there and see what's in my mind, okay? See what I find in my mind, okay? And so I could flow, and then I could show where I'm going to go. Okay?
We following. You in your mind flowing. Go ahead, Ambassador.
So, no, but, you know, if I'm in that season, though, where I need to get down and into that, and I can see what's in my mind, then I can actually conceptualize. You know, that's the season for me to be in there, to be able to see what it is that I need to see. What is it that I need to see to be able to achieve? You know what I'm saying? I can't even be able to go to achieving until I can be able to see it.
Right, right. You know, as you're talking, it's like, well, not it's like I am hearing something that's somewhat different from... It's different. I mean, something different. Let me put it that way. And what I heard is how humanity are afraid to feel. We are afraid to feel life. Now, okay, I went out today, and when I got out, I mean, I was all padded up and everything, but I got out like, oh my God, it is cold. I mean, I even had a thought that I wanted to go back home, but I needed to run the errand because I've been saying I was going to do it, so I had to go out. Now, after a while, I forgot that it was cold. Well, I didn't necessarily forget, but it wasn't as cold. It didn't feel as cold anymore. So when we're talking about seasons, we're in the winter season right now, and the importance of really feeling the cold, feeling the warmth, feeling the hotness helps us make choices that supports us. And I think when it comes to life, there's so much going on that you talk about walking around being numb. Being numb, it's a survival mechanism. Sometimes it's an avoidance mechanism. But I really feel that the remedy, the healing, the what will make this journey easy. Let's go for easy. What will make the journey easier is if we can start to train ourselves, if you will, to start to feel more.
Yeah.
To start to feel more. And, you know, it's funny that this is coming up, but and then it's not, because something I said at the beginning of the show has come back to me, but it's just disappeared again. But there's something about when we feel. Oh, yeah, I'm talking about technology. How we're forgetting that we're interconnected. You know, in the feeling, we remember our connection. We remember our connection to our family members. In the feeling, we connected to our own grief, our own pain, our own sadness, our own joys and excitement and gratitude. But if we're walking around numb, if we're distracting ourselves, then we don't actually get in touch with what we're feeling. And that it's like, you know, a mother, when a mother's giving birth, she's so at one with what she's feeling. A mother who may be considered to be, she speaks proper or she's Christian or she this or she never swears, when the baby's coming out, all of that goes out of the window because the pain brings her to a place where she's so present. And so it's like, I guess now we need to start to really support each other to feel.
Yeah.
Because in conversation sometimes, you know, people say, well, I don't know what they're saying, but I don't know. It just sounds like they're just talking. I mean, what they're saying was cool. But somebody else comes up and say the same thing, and you're like, oh, my God. Wow, that touched me. And you're like, I mean, because I had that experience yesterday at a service for Mandela yesterday. I mean, pretty much, people, they didn't say the same thing, but kind of like the same thing, but they brought different perspectives to it. But there's some people who will say some things, and it's like, yes, yes, yes. And then somebody else will almost say the same exact thing, and the house is like, yes, everybody gets up and give them a standing ovation. And I was thinking, what is it? It's being able to come from that core, from the essence of who you are, and deliver, activate something in somebody else. And and I think, you know, but when we run from what we're feeling, when we deny what we're feeling, we deny death, we deny life, we deny our experience. And in denying our feeling, we deny the opportunity for others to feel what we're feeling. You know, I read an article, and there's this whole thing about pastors committing suicide. And I'm doing a show where once a month we bring a group of men and we talk about emotions and expressing your emotions and grief and pain. So somehow it's like this information is finding me. There's a 36-year-old pastor in Florida who has a mega church. He has five different churches. And one in his suicide note, he talked about, really, the end. There's several things he talked about. But one of the things, actually, no, I think I have it here because it really just made me think. He said, as I have become what I never wished to be, a burden unto those I love the most. So there's so much been going on in his life. He's dealing with a lot of maybe even depression, but he made a choice to take himself out because he never wanted to be a burden on people that he loved. Once again, it's like, that doesn't feel good. And these are people that I love, so they're not supposed to feel my burden. So it's easier and better if I take myself out. That's what the intellectual mind does. And to the intellectual mind, that makes a lot of sense. But how do we create a society? How do we create communities when we could support each other to feel life, to feel the pain, to feel the joy, to feel the burden, and not feeling like we are a burden when our life already feels like a burden, you know?
Yeah, and it's a physical, it is all of the bodies. In terms of feeling, it is about all of the bodies. And it's really, that was really good because the fact that it came to you as I was speaking about that whole energy of the season and what seasons that we are in. Because this morning even, when I got up, and it was really biting. It was cold, cold, cold. And I walked out, and it was like 7 early. And I couldn't come back in. I knew it was cold. It was ridiculously cold. And as I was walking, I had the thought, boy, I guess people think I am plumb crazy out here. You know, I had on two pairs of sweatpants. I had on two sweatshirts and a shirt under it. But it was like my mind wanted to really accept that if this weather was like this, then I needed to feel it. And I wanted to feel my legs. I wanted to feel everything. I wanted to, and it's something about, you know, I don't go down much, but when I went down for a day or so, you know, with whatever they want to name it, you know, they give it different titles, but I went down, let's just say, and I'm back up now, but when I was down, I was in the zone, presence, because when you're uncomfortable, you, like you said, the pregnant woman is a very uncomfortable feeling. I've been it 4 times. I know how uncomfortable it is, but you're very, you can only be present. And guess what? The most empowering thing that you can do for yourself is to breathe. The same thing that we're talking about when we burrow down into yourself and get into that one mind of God, that one mind to be able to be clear and clarify what you are going to conceptualize, is the same thing that you're doing when you're having a baby and you're feeling all of this pain. You know, so you're actually connecting all of it together. You're actually feeling what this earth gives you. Yeah? You know, it's like you're connecting the mama to the papa, so to say. Okay, and we can switch it around if y'all want to, whatever you want to do. But I'm not going to go there. The point is that we are marrying one energy that makes that makes it all become. Yeah?
Yes.
And that baby is the becoming. You know, so it's a beautiful, beautiful analogy about the feeling nature of things and the whole idea. You can't get past what you know, you can't get past the feeling. What? To be walking around numb is to say that you just jumped out for a minute. You just jumped out because everything just got a bit much. It got a bit much. It's okay. Being numb is okay. There is a place for numb. There is a place for numb. Just know that you did, but you're not living your life fully if you're deciding that you're going to stay numb.
Right.
Okay? But there are antidotes to none. You know, there's things to thaw you out and bring you back in. bring you back to the middle, bring you either more warmer or more cooler, whatever it needs to happen to bring you back to the middle. But there is that. available for you, you know. But this is really, I love talking to you because we don't never have enough time, and I'm always like, oh, no, I got to look at the clock. Oh, no, we got to go home. My mama get ready to call us off the playground. Oh, man, can we stay another hour? But, you know, it's like, you know, I'm really feeling that. I'm really, and again, this is raw, unadulterated conversation, and the conversations that I have with you, I just love them because it's indicative of what we're talking about here on the Play Experience and what we are doing here at Life Conversations Radio and all the shows that we have. You know, Celeste's show is very powerful. You know, if people don't know about her show, you know, it's Celestial Moments. It's on Sundays from 8 to 9, right?
That's correct. Yes, 8 to 9.
It's 8 to 9, and it is, everybody is wanting to only lift you up, and bring you out of that numb state and bring you into a place where you want to be, you know. And so we do it differently, but it's all for the same intention. And so I really give thanks for that. But I know we only have a few minutes left, so I'm trying to reel myself back in, you know. And it's really so we're going to have to bring you back next week because we got to continue with this raw, uncut, unadulterated conversation about the relationships and the love of life. Because there's so much more to say. But I'm a pass the microphone back over to you to see what you want to leave the listeners with until next week.
Well, just simply, you know, the word is to feel. As you feel your way when you're buying the gift. Feel your way when you're going shopping. Feel what you're feeling while you're driving in the traffic, while you're standing in line and it looks like somebody's taking too long, or thinking about going to your family members. Just make space for you to feel what you're feeling, because in the feeling is your liberation, in the feeling is your empowerment. And there's, you know, we say if something feels good or something doesn't feel good. In truth, it's just a feeling. You decide what it is. Really, what I would say is more of a prayer, that I pray that you will have the courage to make space for you to feel yourself, to feel your life, and know that life is for you, not against you. This is the truth. And allow life to guide and direct you. Life has so much to offer you, and it's not always easy. But I must say this, we must focus on creating communities that support us in times when it's too painful to feel, but to have people there to say, I got you. What you want me to cook for you? Don't get up. Just sit down. You know, it's a new way of thinking, but we are ready for it. That's why you listen to the show.
That's right. That's right. So, and that's why you're going to listen to the show next week. because they will be back on the playground. Everybody say, yay! Everybody say, yay. And of course, I'll be here with bells on. So you can look for me, and you can look for Ade, and anyone else that wants to come and play. So I give thanks. Day. I will see you next week, beloved. Take special care.
Thank you, Ambassador, for inviting me.
All right. Much love. All right, everyone. We're going to take it out. In the beauty, may I walk, Karen Drucker. Her website is KarenDrucker.com. So in the beauty, may you walk. Much love to you. Ombasa out.
May I walk through my life.